Support for KPLU comes from Baird, a financial partner to families, businesses, foundations, and communities since 1919. More information is available at BairdSeattle.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
KPLU welcomes an unusual combo, some classy brass players to our studios today. Zubin Hensler and Riley Mulhaker play trumpets. Andy Clausen and William DeCook play trombones. And if they sound familiar, you may have run into them around town when they were in high school. Riley and Willem were at Garfield High. Andy and Zubin played at Roosevelt across town. Now they're all based in New York City. And as the Westerlies, they released an album of songs by Wayne Horvitz last year, Wish the Children Would Come On Home, to very positive reviews. And I'm excited to say they're working on a second album now. And they're live in our studios today. Please welcome the Westerlies. Westerlies live in the studios here at KPLU. Zubin Hensler and Riley Mulhaker at the trumpets. Andy Clausen and Willem DeCook at the trombones. Riley wrote that last one called Double Situation. So we've got a bunch of Garfield and Roosevelt High grads. Riley, do you remember hanging out with these guys when you were teenagers? What was that like? How did you all get together at first?
Oh, yeah. So we were all a couple years apart, but we overlapped. Zubin's the oldest, and we were both at Garfield, and then Willem came on to Garfield a year behind me, and then Andy Clausen was uptown at Roosevelt High School, but we would see each other at all the festivals in Idaho and in New York and Reno. So we were really rivals for years, but then sometime in high school, we started getting to know each other a little better, playing some music together. So by the time we got to New York, we all gravitated to each other immediately because it's like family when we're out there.
Right. Now, before we get to the New York story, there was an important scene in Seattle. In fact, still is for young high school students playing around. It's at Cafe Racer up in Roosevelt. Andy, tell us a little bit about working in the Cafe Racer sessions, now part of the great history of Seattle jazz.
The Racer sessions were really, really influential on me growing up. I live about 10 blocks away from there, so beginning my senior year of high school was when the Racer sessions were getting started. So every Sunday I would be down there making music, improvising, and it had a huge impact on the way I think about music. I mean, it's such a different approach to the traditional straight-ahead jazz thing, and I really credit them for opening my ears up to a lot of new sounds. And it's still going strong 5.5 years later.
And it's always been my impression that it was really student-led. Or was there a mentor who was in charge of the Racer sessions?
Kung Vu, who's a professor at the University of Washington, was very instrumental in sparking the beginning of it. But he kind of set them off and let them go. And since then, it's been entirely musician-run. And a lot of students from the University of Washington were involved at first, but it's grown to be something much bigger than that. And it's very welcoming to students of all ages and backgrounds, which is a really cool thing about it.
So these four guys all graduate high school from Seattle and head out to New York. Zubin Hensler was the first one there as the eldest in the quartet. What happens, Zubin, when all these kids get out of high school? Do they just show up at your apartment knocking on your door?
That is almost exactly what happened. Yeah. I mean, I think part of that was that by that point, I was living in an apartment, and they were all living in freshman dorms, so I had the sweet digs, and I was having a lot of, I don't know, just dinner parties and get-togethers like that in my place, and they started coming, and I had really made an effort to expand my networking, my social network outside of the music school world, and, you know, they were all very interested in that. I think that's a big part of the Seattle jazz thing is that, you know, none of us were exclusively interested in music. So they started coming over a lot and we were having dinner and talking and, you know, finding all these shared values that we had being Seattleites in New York. And then, it was just through that kind of hanging out that we thought maybe we could play music with four brass instruments at the same time. And, that's how it all came out.
Do you guys remember a time when you felt like, yeah, we can do this? Two trumpets, two trombones, we can make this work?
It's about a week ago, yeah.
We're still trying to figure it out.
The first rehearsals were tough. I mean, we've all come out of jazz situations or classical ones, and this wasn't quite either. So it took a long time to just figure out how to play in time and in tune and all of those basic things, but it's fun.
So. You mentioned the key word there, time. And I think a lot of jazz beginners would say, well, there's no piano, bass, and drums. Where's the rhythm section? And I wonder if you guys had to really focus on rhythm. I'll talk to Willem DeCook on this one.
Rhythm has been a big factor in our rehearsal process. And I remember growing up and doing a lot of jazz camps and jazz festivals. And rhythm section musicians would come in and give master classes. And oftentimes it would be the drummer that said he would ask a trick question to the Garfield band. I remember one particular instance, and he asks, who's in charge of keeping the time? And of course, some fool raised his hand and said, well, the drummer, of course. And then he said, no, everyone is responsible for the time. And I always kind of blew that off until we started playing in this setting, and I realized we really all are very responsible for the time. And maybe even if my downbeats are in time, if Andy's upbeats are out of time, then the whole thing falls apart and vice versa. So I think we really have had to work together on that.
Right on. We're just going to hear another song now. This next one from Zubin Hensler. It's called The Beach. Ladies and gentlemen, the Westerlies live on KPLU.
Thank you.
Westerlies live on KPLU. Zubin Hensler and Riley Mulherker on trumpets. It's Andy Clausen and Willem DeCook at the trombones. All graduates of high schools right here in Seattle now, based out of New York City. And I would love to know, okay, you're leaving the small fishing village of Seattle. You're headed off to the Big Apple, the jazz center of the universe. You've got a lot of expectations. I wonder how the expectations matched up to the reality. Riley, you want to tackle this one?
That's a hard question. How did the expectations match the reality? Well, I mean, we all landed in New York in music school. Two of us were at Juilliard. Two of us were at Manhattan School of Music. Mm-hmm. Some of us were in jazz programs. Some of us were in classical programs. In music school, I think from day one, you're just drenched in work and practicing and a lot of pressure that you put on yourself from teachers, new private teachers, classes, music theory, ear training, all this stuff that you've never had to think about before. So I think one of the greatest escapes from all that has been finding people, whether musicians or just friends outside of those networks, that you can really spend time with and, like Zubin mentioned, just eat dinner with or cook with. And so it's funny because this band, even though we all were in music school at the same time together, this was like our escape. Like, I always think of it like this was my little secret project on the side. And then fast forward a few years and we were doing concerts at Juilliard and doing masterclass at Manhattan School of Music. So it ended up coming together. But it's definitely, I think from day one, you're faced with a lot, and the most beautiful things you can find are the family and the people who come from where you come from that stick together.
And building on that, we got four guys from Seattle in New York, and I wonder if there's anything that you guys feel is specifically kind of Puget Sound flavored about your music. Zubin, do you think there's anything about a Seattle sound in the Westerlies? I mean, the very band name says, hey, we're from the West going east.
Yeah, and I'm sure we all have different perspectives on this, but I mean, one of my favorite things about Seattle is I feel like it's a pretty successful melting pot, genre-wise, in the music scene. I mean, the Racer Sessions span such a wide range of styles. I was in high school before the Racer Sessions, but I went to the Fair Cafe Sessions. I don't know if anyone remembers those, but that was with like Owar Arunga, who plays with Macklemore now, and Mark Sampson, and it was much more kind of combining jazz with hip-hop and soul and things like that. And one of my big surprises when moving to New York was the really harsh distinction between the genres, especially in conservatory. It's like you do jazz or you do classical or you do new music. And I feel like something that's very distinctly Seattle about us is our ability to kind of span those genres in a more fluid way, which definitely very inspired by Wayne Horvitz on that. But I do think that Seattle has a pretty good handle on that kind of thing.
I think Wayne Horvitz has been a big influence for everybody in the band. In fact, your first record was an album of Wayne Horvitz tunes, Wish the Children Would Come On Home, the music of Wayne Horvitz. Can you tell me what you enjoy, Andy, about Wayne Horvitz's music?
Well, all of us grew up studying with Wayne in one capacity or another. I know Zubin studied improvisation in middle school with Wayne. I kind of came to him later in high school studying composition. But he is someone who really embodies what we love about music. And all of his music has such life and character and creates such a vivid world. And that is something that has inspired us to this day. So it felt really natural to partner with him for our first record. And we learned a heck of a lot working with him. And then the process of recording it was really cool. We got to go up to Lopez Island and spend a week with Wayne producing in this gorgeous natural environment. And I think that reflects in the music. And his music is very much about place. So it's very natural.
Now, we've got a new album that's been recorded. You're doing some mixing. It's going to be out early in the new year. And this one, I'm guessing, is going to be all original compositions, am I right? Let's ask Willem.
Yes, it's mostly originals and a few covers that we did early on in our formation as an ensemble. So some really early Old Testament Westerlies stuff that we just never got a chance to record, and then a brand new body of music that we wrote this last summer on one of our annual Lopez Island retreats, where we went for 2 weeks and composed and workshopped this music, and then spent some more time in New York and on the East Coast rehearsing the music, and then we recorded it in August. So that's due to be out this coming spring.
Fantastic. And all the songs we're hearing today in the studio session are by the band. Up next, Andy's tune, Rue des Rosiers. The Westerlies, live in the studios here at KPLU. Très bien. Westerlies live in the studios here at KPLU. It's Riley Mulherker and Zubin Hensler on trumpets, Andy Clausen and Willem DeCook at the trombones. And we've got time for one more song. And since we've heard one from three of the four, how about we finish off with a Willem DeCook composition? This one's called The Shop. The Westerlies live in the studios on KPLU.
Thank you.